Everybody turn your Bibles to Acts 10:38.
All right, how God, who? How God what?
Anointed.
Who did?
God
anointed somebody.
Yeah.
All right, say anointed.
Anointed.
Jesus, right?
Yeah.
Jesus who?
Yeah.
Of who?
Yeah.
Does it say Jesus Christ?
No.
No, because he's not what? He's Jesus of Nazareth. He's not Jesus Christ yet. Come on, somebody. But God had a plan, and he's got to get the anointing back that Adam lost. Adam lost the glory, but the anointing as well. Are y'all with me? And God says his son, the anointed one, back, and then the body will become anointed, and then one day there will be a generation, and they will operate it fully, full power, and Jesus on a white horse, the anointed one, with an army behind him, with fire in his eyes and his robe dipped in blood and a sword from his mouth. That's not a passive Jesus. The anointed one coming back for his army, his body. Not coming back to rescue a bunch of prisoners of war who are starving with ribs sticking out. There's going to be a generation that gets a hold of this. Say, that's us.
That's us.
Jesus not one day had a miracle before this happened. Not one sign and wonder, because he was not anointed yet. He operated as a mere man. Yes, he was a son of God. God anointed Jesus of Nazareth, not Jesus Christ. He's not Jesus Christ yet, with the Holy Ghost and with power. So the Holy Ghost is the anointing. Y'all getting that? And he went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed. If he can heal, we can heal. We have the same anointing he has. Amen.
Amen.
Glory to God. So the anointing is here. Do you believe that or not?
Yes.
In you. So, my body is the temple of?
The Holy Spirit.
Translate?
The anointing.
My body is a temple of the anointing. What would you do to the temple if you had, and you were there in the Old Testament times, and the temple where God stayed, would you go spray paint it? Would you respect it and reverence it? Your body is a temple of that same power and anointing.
Amen.
All right, cricket, cricket. So I get an amen from the cricket. The Holy Spirit is the anointing. He's the one who produces power, supernatural power. You cannot produce this power, but the Holy Spirit in you can produce this power. And examples were, in the Old Testament times, only this Holy Spirit, this anointing, when you got born again, you got it. In the Old Testament times, only came on the prophets, priests, and kings. Only. All right? And everybody knew that. That's why that great Shunammite woman built that room for Elisha. Remember that? Because she recognized the anointing. That's why David said, don't touch Saul. Don't touch God's anointing. They all respected the anointing. They all were aware of it. That one guy who killed David, or killed Saul, bragged to David. David said, were you not afraid? He goes, afraid? I thought you'd be happy. Were you not afraid? You touched God's anointed. How aware are we? When's the generation going to become aware of this anointing? And we don't touch it, and we respect it, and we honor it, and we reverence it. We love it. That's who we are. That's who we are. I'm anointed.